are here at the 2020 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C., and all the way from Kauai is Monica Bells. Kauai.
Hello.
Monica. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Wow. That's very
Kauai,
kind of you.
Queen Elise.
Very kind. I love these, by the way.
They're
love them.
You look great in them, too.
Well,
it matches your
much.
Blue.
I'll wear them the rest of the day.
Represent.
That's right. So, Monica, you were up there on stage providing a cool talk on physiological needs. I'm hurting, and does anyone care? So there were three of you up there. What was your portion of the presentation? You can give us a quick overview on what you talked about up there?
Sure. So my portion was around looking at the impetus of credit unions, the impetus of financial cooperatives back in the 1930s during the Great Depression, at a time when the majority of people were living in the lower of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs by far, and the economic system at the time was inequitable entirely. And so the financial cooperatives moved in and created a new system that was equitable and accessible and independent and autonomous in order to serve and empower the poor and underserved communities. And fast forward many generations, decades later, looking around the world today and still seeing the disparity of wealth growing, still seeing the heavy concentrations and the distributional dynamics occurring in industries and in societies, still seeing epidemics like homelessness and sex trafficking and hunger and poverty, and knowing that the financial cooperative's role was to solve for that. And so fast forwarding, seeing this, I'm asking the question, where are the financial cooperatives? And
precisely,
is it working? Because our social fabric is deteriorating and or hasn't made a lot of progress since then. And so if our mission, if our DNA is truly to strengthen the social fabric of our communities, maybe we're not doing a good enough job at that. Maybe we need to think about it totally differently than we've ever thought about it before, especially being that our industry, at least in the U.S., the market share is not moving much. It's not disrupting. And if we're positioned to be the disruptor, the social innovators, to drive true social impact, that's our DNA. We're not disrupting it. So it's more of a question. Like, the Underground Collision is cool because we get to ask questions and we get to talk about it and we get to explore things that sometimes aren't popular to talk about. So my angle on it was just asking that question. And Sue had a really good point at the end about bringing it back to, you know, that's big picture, bringing it back to local. And Pablo and Brian have amazing examples around the world where the model's actually working. It's disrupting economies in other countries, and it's driving social progress, shared social progress. So it's working. The model works. So it was beautiful.
So we need to look to what Brian and Pablo provided examples of and kind of maybe adopt some of those practices, perhaps?
I think there's a lot of insight that other countries offer. When I was in Puerto Rico with that team, I literally saw an embedded credit union system, a cooperative system there, embedded into the community. And they were partnering with the government, they were partnering with nonprofits, they were partnering with business, they were partnering with community leaders, they were partnering with everybody to strengthen the social fabric and to rebuild the economy in Puerto Rico. And Brian's example about Ecuador, they saturated the market. Financial cooperatives were disrupted and saturated the market. Like, that's incredible. So yes, we should be looking at those models.
How, I mean, I don't know if you have the answer, but I mean, I don't know if anybody has the answer, but what steps do we need to take to get there? What's step one to get there?
I love to talk about answers and solutions, and I would love to have like brainstorming sessions around this. And I think we do, in all fairness, as an industry. I think arriving at the realization or acknowledgement or admitting, like, we're not disrupting the market, and we should be, and it's our moral imperative to do that, and we're the best positioned to do that, is a really good starting place. And if that is something that we can agree upon, then let's move the conversation forward from there and start looking at things like, where is it working really, really well? And maybe stop, maybe not stop, but maybe consider that if we're glorifying our triumphs, but we're not examining if we're truly strengthening the social fabric of the community, and we're not measuring it, and we're not able to say, yes, our social fabric is improving collectively, by our efforts, by living out our mission, by being a financial cooperative, then let's talk about it.
Right. And you also talked about that you're kind of the next generation of leaders in this industry. Kids are the next generation of consumers. We got to give them the choices. We got to give them the options. We got to give them the channel to do what's right. And credit unions are doing what's right. And we need to help that prosper. We need to help that move forward.
Yeah. So that was one of the statements too, was my generation is inheriting this industry. We're inheriting the financial cooperatives. And what's trending in my generation and just around the world right now is social impact, social investing, social entrepreneurship, right? It's the same model and idea that we already birthed back in the 30s. That's huge for my generation and my children's generation. It's kind of like the buzzword and the trend now. Credit unions, financial cooperatives have been doing this since before it was cool, before it was popular, before it was, you know, the acceptable way to do business. But the fact that I'm inheriting this industry, that's a lot of pressure, and I have a lot of questions about it. And I'm also inheriting the planet, and I'm also passing both these things down to my kids. I have three kids and their kids, and so I take it really seriously. Like, what's working and what's not working, and this is unacceptable. That many people on this planet living at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and the point is, there's more going down than going up. And
that's scary.
We create the future as us. So we got to do something differently.
Indeed. And this, I mean, what do you hope to take away from this? Obviously, getting more answers to your questions, right?
Yeah, no, this is a room of some of my heroes. Many of my heroes are in this room. They're incredibly inspiring thought leaders, and longtime and newcomers to the industry too, both sides. But I love learning, and I love hearing the perspectives, and I love the passion, and I love the diversity of thought. That's super important. And I just love meeting everybody and keeping in touch with them, because, you know, I might capture a thought. Like, for example, Chip just gave an amazing speech about what happened with the taxi medallions. Now, this is probably a controversial situation. I was in the board meeting on February 20th here at NCUA when the house was packed with all of these taxi people. Folks, and I had no idea what was going on. I was just attending an NCUA board meeting, and there was a lot of passion, and one individual got up and threw papers everywhere, and they had to bring in extra guards at the end, and it was pretty dramatic. But Chip just gave a heartfelt speech about how he feels about that, and like, this is a safe place to do that. But it should always be a safe place,
right,
to challenge our industry and to challenge how we're thinking and to challenge everything in order to make it better, because we all want to collaborate and make this
exactly better. Exactly. Yeah, and the title of his blog, he titled it The Betrayal, so it should be very interesting to see Monday or Tuesday when it posts.
I appreciate, Chip. Thank you for sharing that. That was powerful, and I didn't know a lot of the history, so I learned a lot, and I'm going to educate myself even more now.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, this is what you get when you come to this event, for sure. So,
this is the coolest event. I love this event. It's like top three of the whole industry. Underground Collision.
Yay. All right, Monica, thank you so much. Thanks for appreciating it.